T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rebbe.
Let's go, let's get it on! Oh, Peters!
Hey, got a tight Thornton and Rebbe are exchanging punches.
The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Stamkos closing in, his pass, the shot was caught, it came right to Stamkos, and he scores! Here's Yanni Gord all alone, it deflects it off Andy Green! And he was harassed from behind, it came back out, it drops into the net! Kalorin helped it across the line! Came to Kucherov, Hedman, Stamkos scores!
Lightning 4-2 winners in game 2. 2-1 winners in game 3. And they have scored for the fifth time.
Real good retrieval by Tampa.
They scored! Hedman shot, deflects past Sorokin. Good draw for point. He scores! There it is! Braden Point has scored in 8 straight playoff games. And it's 7-0 Lightning.
Even Stamkos the same. There is goal number 8.
Chen, 8 goals from the offense. The Lightning win game 5, and they are 1 win away from a return trip to the Stanley Cup Final.
Well, you can't call that a hockey game, so we won't spend a ton of time on it, but you can expect the Islanders to win game 6, either 1-0 or 2-1, to force a game 7. Instigators, WGR 550. Well, wouldn't it be fitting, eh, Marty? WGR 550. And MSG. So we're not going to go right to the playoffs. Who can trade for Jack Eichel? Who has the assets? We talked about Chicago yesterday. We'll talk to Marty about that. We'll get into that a little bit about, do they have the assets? Are they a good trade partner? Columbus's name is being tossed around. We'll talk more about that, but I have a bigger question for you, gentlemen. Good morning. First of all, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Reports are, according to Sportsnet analyst Shane O'Brien yesterday on Steve Cooley's Power Play podcast. Marty, you're on that podcast too. It's on XM, isn't it? It's not a podcast.
It's on XM, but then they do the discussion room, what they basically have as a podcast. But.
Okay. So he says that Matthew Tkachuk might want out of Calgary. Are you interested in Matt Tkachuk? Tweet the Instigators. And we're at the Instigators, but Sam for Tkachuk, who says no, gentlemen, is this someone we want to be in on right here, by the way? Good morning.
Well, yeah, we want to be on if he's available. We've talked about Matthew Tkachuk now for the better part of a year and a half. Like, he's an energy guy. He's got skill. He had 77 points 3 seasons ago. He's dropped off the last couple of years, but so has Johnny Gaudreau. So has everybody on the Calgary Flames, right? So I think this is the right time to say, hey, there's a guy like Matthew Tkachuk could be available. We have pieces we may want to move out. Let's go. Let's go get somebody like him. There's a few issues when we're looking at cap and the next contract, and we're going to talk about it for sure. But that is a player and a type of player that you want to bring. The energy and the fierce competitiveness that he brings to the ice, I'd take him on my team for sure.
Is it shocking to you, Riv, to hear that Matt Tkachuk might want out of Calgary?
is it shocking? It's not shocking, but I can understand his displeasure. You know, we're kind of in the same boat here in Buffalo. We have a few players that are, you know, have some displeasure with the way things have gone in the last number of years. And sometimes a fresh start is warranted on both sides, on the team side and the player side. So when I look at Matthew Tkachuk, 5 years in the National Hockey League, and he's done a pretty darn good job producing points and being an instigator and you know, everything else under the sun. It's interesting when you hear people talk about a certain player that wants out, because we, I think, are in the same boat here in Buffalo, and maybe it's a match made in heaven.
Well, are you guys thinking it would be for Jack? Because I was thinking, no. You know, maybe more for Sam, but I don't know where your guys' heads are at.
Yeah, I think it's more.
I think a lot of people just would attach Jack automatically.
But again, so
Jack is not the guy I would move there.
No, you need more pieces for Jack. You need a lot more pieces, and I don't think Calgary has the pieces, prospects, or picks that Sabres would be looking at. I mean, you can make it work. Everything can happen, but it's not Jack, in my opinion. That's Sam. Here's what I posed to you guys before. Which player would you like better on your team? No salary cap. No, like, which player would you like better? Matthew Tkachuk or Sam Reinhart?
That's not fair.
That's a this or that. That's a little this or that, but I'm just, that's okay.
Stupid question, but move on. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Ribs is a Matthew Tkachuk, 100%.
Well, no, there's not a person in the world that's going to take Sam Reinhart over Matthew Tkachuk.
Okay. Well, that's
a really
fine.
Dumb question.
It doesn't mean Sam's not a great player. We would all prefer Matthew Tkachuk. Okay. So
that's like asking, you know, who would you take? You know, Connor McDavid or Jack Eichel? They're both elite.
Exactly. That's not a bad question.
That's another stupid question.
That's a terrible question.
That's a terrible question. But keep
but it's no disrespect. Okay, but see, it sounds disrespectful to like the second player, but it's not. It's the way the question's phrased. That's why I said it's an unfair question.
But I guess the reason
question.
I'm asking, I'm setting the groundwork here. Like, so give me a little.
You set the groundwork this morning before the show, Marty, when you came on with your attitude. Okay, but this is going to be
wait a second. Time out. If you're
go
gonna
ahead,
go
make
there,
your point, please.
Time out, because you know where I'm going to go. You logged in our Zoom at 9:52 with the attitude, so it wasn't me. But there's the point. So trade them one for one. Is that a possibility or not?
Zero I think possibility. It is. Zero. There's a 0% chance of that happening.
Can I give you a reason why I think it could happen? Okay, so Sam is an RFA. He's going to sign a contract this year.
Yep.
So what do you think Sam's contract should be at?
Realistically, he should be around $6.5 million a year. Okay. I truly believe.
Okay, realistically, what is he going to be at, Craig?
No, let's give him seven. Let's give him seven.
Yeah, seven okay? for sure. He's going to make $7 million.
Let's give him seven, okay?
There could be a case that someone in this league values Sam Reinhart so much that they could pay him $7.5 million.
Okay, but let's go halfway here. Let's go seven million. Yep. Okay,
which I still think is overpaying Sam.
$7 million on a 6-year deal. Okay,
six or seven, I think he's going to want. But yes.
Yep. Okay, so you're signing him to a long-term deal, $7 million. A team that gets Sam Reinhart, everybody's happy. Here's why I think you could do Tkachuk and Reinhart one for one. Matthew Tkachuk this year has a $7 million cap hit. But his salary is $9 million. It's a big gamble you're taking with Matthew Tkachuk. Why? Because 3 years ago he had 77 points. You're thinking, hey, the guy's gonna get 90 points in the National Hockey League, no problem. What did he get the last couple of years? What did he get? He got
61 points a year ago and 23 goals in 69 games. Is that crap?
What did he have last year?
Last year, he had a hell of a year. He had 16 goals and 43 points in 56 games.
I'm not calling that a hell of a year. Okay?
Well, for the type of player, what do you mean? That isn't
but here's
great.
Wait, Pete.
If you're going to say,
Pete, wait a second.
Over Sam.
Well, you're going stats
okay, but
for
here's
stats.
My point.
You're going He's stats for stats.
$7 million on the cap, but his salary is $9 million. So his next contract starts at $9 million. Who in the league is a $9+ million player? Okay,
Mark Stone, Jeff Skinner.
They're well, okay. Listen, not bad contracts I'm talking about. I'm talking about real contracts.
Whoa.
Okay. They're point a game guy. They're guys that are going to get you 80, 90 points that Jeff Skinner signed $9 million. Why? Because he scored 40 goals. Okay. They're not guys that are getting you, you know, 55, 60 points a year and 25 goals. They're not $9+ million players. So here's the gamble, the Sabres, if you had a 1-for-1 trade, Tkachuk, Reinhardt, and why I think it's possible, because the Calgary Flames would get Sam Reinhardt and they know what he's getting you. He's consistent. They know what he's getting you. Matthew Tkachuk, you're getting him, okay, which I think and we all think is the better player, but there's a gamble here. He could be a 90-point player or he could be a 65-point player, but you have to pay him $9+ million.
You know what he consistently does? Those are great points, Marty. I must mention, if you're just tuning into the Instigators here on WGR 550 and MSG, we are talking about how supposedly Matt Tkachuk might want out of Calgary, as Shane O'Brien said yesterday with Steve Koulias on the Power Play podcast. But you know what Tkachuk does consistently that we don't have? Sam is very consistent. He's very consistent. Okay. But what Tkachuk does consistently is he makes the opposing team, he makes them uneasy every time he's on the ice. Sam is a very creative, crafty player, but I mean, when Matt Tkachuk doesn't have the puck is sometimes when he's most effective, you know, like, and I can pay for that. I'll pay for that because we haven't had that in such a long time. And I'm afraid that even with the money, and Rev, I don't know if you agree or disagree, or Marty, I feel like you will disagree. Even with the money, that Tkachuk is still worth more.
We're talking about a $2 million difference between a Matthew Tkachuk moving forward and a Sam Reinhardt. And both are fantastic players. I take nothing away from Sam Reinhardt. The difference is when you look at both of them, what do you see Matthew Tkachuk as a power play guy? So the answer is yes.
Yeah.
And Sam Reinhardt's the same. When you look at penalty killing, Matthew Tkachuk is a penalty killer. Sam Reinhardt is a he's a down the chart, a sub penalty killer. When you look at leadership, okay, Sam Reinhardt wears an A here in Buffalo, and so does Matthew Tkachuk in Calgary. Okay. When you look at physicality, one has physicality and one does not have physicality. I think I could count on two hands how many times Sam's made a body check last year. And you can count on two hands most nights where Matt Tkachuk has 10 hits. He's nasty. He's aggressive. He irritates other teams. He sticks up for his teammates. He's a true competitor. And I think the way he plays the game, it would be something that Buffalo fans would salivate over a man like this wearing their jersey.
Well, the problem is a lot of teams would, right?
No, yes. Yeah, but a lot of team would. But who has players that like the perfect
Calgary
ideal,
does not want to trade Matthew Tkachuk for first round draft
for picks? Exactly. Who has a player?
They want to get better. And who Sam Reinhardt is a player right now that's sitting on in the palm of their hand saying Sam can be a really good player.
And he has the history in Calgary too. I mean, Sam's dad played there, right? In Calgary.
Right. And it's tough. Listen, is Calgary a tough place to find first star players to want to go play? Is it a destination hotbed?
Yeah, it's a tougher place right now.
Right.
It wasn't.
So they have
for
a young
game
player like Sam who would want to play for Calgary, which is beneficial for them.
It wasn't a tough place when they had Jerome McGinley and they had Mika Kiprusoff in that, and people were like, "Oh, Calgary's a great team." They go.
Neither's
the
Buffalo.
Final.
Buffalo's an unbelievable place to play. People would love
you
to come.
You gotta have the right
first
setting, right? So, but here's the thing: like Matthew Tkachuk, if made available, there's gonna be a line of teams wanting to acquire Matthew Tkachuk. But who has the quality of players that they would want to trade with Calgary to make that deal happen? And there's not a ton of teams out there. Most teams would say, just like we're doing with Jack Eichel right now, we'd say, okay, well, we'll give you like a high draft pick, maybe a high prospect, a high-end prospect, and maybe another player. The Sabres in this situation could say, we have Sam Reinhardt that we may want to trade. We have Rasmus Ristolainen that we may want to trade. Like, there is maybe Jack Eichel. I don't think Jack Eichel is in that conversation, but still, the Sabres have players and good players that, you know, Sabres would be looking to, hey, change of scenery, bringing somebody different, different culture.
What
different
does Calgary approach. Need? What do they need for Makhachuk? What would they desperately need in return? A defenseman?
No.
No, they would need a roster player. They would need somebody that would. This is the perfect, in my opinion, the perfect match. You know, if that was a dating app, there would be like green checks left and right on this one, because you'd get a energy guy in Buffalo and Tkachuk that can play, as Riff said, power play, penalty kill, brings an edge, can put up
that
points.
Also has great leadership.
Yeah, great leadership. And Calgary gets somebody down the middle, maybe. Okay, maybe Reinhardt plays down the middle, but it's somebody that consistent, that puts up points, that will score 25 goals a year. Like, they would get a great return. I think this, to me, makes perfect sense.
It's lowering the cap, too, for Calgary. Like Marty said before, they're going to have to qualify him. He's going to be making $9 million next year. Well, can you bring in Sam Reinhardt for 6.5, maybe 6.75 on a 6 or 7 year deal, and you're paying them $2.5 million less than what you're going to be paying, you know, Matthew Tkachuk. And they feel that they're probably going to get the same type of player, a player that's going to produce offensively. And, you know, this could be a great match for both sides.
Someone wants to send, they would trade Jack straight up for Tkachuk.
No.
That's what someone is saying here on Twitter.
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
No, and I think this has come into the point where I would say, Petey, you did that yesterday, and I laughed when you talked about, like, it's been so long now that the discussion with Jack getting traded has started, and the neck and all of that, that after time, in our minds, value starts to decrease. The value starts to come down because we've almost made our mind that the trade is going to happen. Whatever needs to happen needs to happen. It's like you put your house on the market. You say, I want $500,000 for that house, but it sits on the market 6 months and it sits on the market 8 months. And now you're like,
I traded Jack for two firsts yesterday, Marty.
Exactly. I'd be happy to get $400,000. I'd be happy to get $350,000 for that $500,000 house, right? That's what is going on right now. Is the longer it goes, our minds is thinking, oh, like, to make that trade happen, we'll take less. We'll take a little less. I don't think that's happening with Kevin Adams. And that's why I think it's going to take a long time, and it may not happen this summer. Well, I don't think it's going to happen this summer, Jack, because you got to get the right return. You can't.
Elliot Friedman yesterday, he said, didn't he? The Sabres are asking for a boatload. And they should be asking for a boatload. They're asking for a ton.
Yep. Yeah, it should
and how
be.
Many teams in the league actually have the equity to acquire Jack Eichel then?
Well, that was my next question.
Like, I remember, I think it came out, and this was a while back when, you know, there was some unhappy, you know, feelings with Jack and the team. And then they started talking about, okay, what's it going to cost? And they said 4 first-round picks. So what does that mean? That doesn't mean 4 first-round draft picks. That means players that were either drafted as first-round draft picks, and you would need 4 of them, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many teams in the league have the?
Well, Columbus's name has been brought up. And that was where I was going to go.
More and more teams' name have been brought up now that it's getting heated up.
Name me the top prospect in Columbus.
Well, some would have Liam Foudy on the list, I think.
I don't think Columbus has the
goaltender.
Yeah, you could. Well, if you're going to make that trade, if you're going to trade for a goalie, which I still don't think trading for a goalie this summer is a good idea. There's too many of them available on the free agent market.
Tessier.
No. Roslovic. I mean,
I think Columbus would be at the lower end, but okay, maybe there's a 3-way deal that you can explore, try to get something from other teams. I think you're looking at, we were going to say it again, Anaheim, LA, the New York Rangers, Chicago now. Why? Because Kirby Dach. Kirby Dach's a really nice player that you say, oh, that's a top-end prospect. But what's the package looking like? But really, all you need is one, two, maybe three teams that can have the asset to make this where the Sabres are shopping Jack Eichel, right?
Like, oh, you know who we have to get in the deal with Columbus, guys? Boys, Riv, you know who we got to get?
Jody Schell.
Cliff Poo.
Oh, yeah. You're looking down the depth chart right now. You know, make it full circle. But I go back to, I was a kid in Quebec City when Eric Lindros got drafted, right? And he sat out a year. He sat out a year, and early on, people were saying, the Nordiques will never get a return on Lindros. There's not enough. There's no teams out there that can put a package together. And all they got in the end, they got two teams, the Flyers and the Rangers, that put a package together, and they competed against each other. That's the thing that Kevin Adams needs right now, is he needs two teams minimum to be able to fight between them to get the best package.
Yeah, possible. But you're also, you know, from what I read, and I don't know the inside scoop, but it seems like, you know, the Sabres are really, really keen on moving Jack out west.
That would be Why ideal if you're going to do it.
Well, you know, I mean, well, then you're, listen, I mean, there's only a certain amount of teams. Everybody in the league is going to be interested in Jack. There's only going to be a certain amount of teams that have what it takes to even make a trade. And then if you're cutting the league in half, now you're limiting even more the amount of teams that you can make a deal with. So, you know, the Rangers, who I think have incredible prospect pool for the Sabres to make a deal with, do you actually want to trade Jack to the Rangers? It's probably not a destination that you want to move him to. But
do you want to face the Rangers in the conference finals in 4 years? Do you want to do that? Or the second round and have Jack shred you? I don't know.
If you get the return, that you want. Now, if you're settling and you're getting 90 cents on the dollar, yeah, send him out west. But if you're getting a full dollar on the dollar, 100% the return that you want, why wouldn't you want the top three or four pieces to go against one guy?
100%. I don't care where they trade Jack to. I just want the greatest return, because we will build a team that will win. Go look at the Islanders. How is that team? They don't have a real, you know, they have Matt Barzal, and he's absolutely fantastic, but it's a team that they play within their structure, and they've been very successful for the last number of years. They're a tough team to play against. You look at the Montreal Canadiens, no real superstar, no real stars on that team, but they're finding ways to play to their strengths, and they're very competitive. I'm not worried about Jack. I'm not worried about Jack as an individual hockey player. I'd be more focused on our team. And if we can get high-end top players that are going to make this team deeper and stronger as we move forward, that's the deal I would want. I don't care where he played.
I think, you know, one of the things, the points you make is, well, I don't know that I tie it directly to this. Then we have to go to break because we have Dis or Dat coming up next. Dis or Dat's next, right? Is it not, Marty? Were you told to be prepared for that? Perfect. John Tavares leaves the Islanders and they make the playoffs. I mean, look, I'm not saying that's going to happen.
What'd they get for John Tavares?
Nothing. His free agent.
He walked out.
Yeah, but that's different situation.
It strengthens Craig's point because
You know what they got for John Tavares?
Cap relief.
$10+ million in cap relief. That's what they got. But
that's why for me, the Jack Eichel trade, I wouldn't want to be taking on any contracts. I would want to rid the $10 million that Jack is going to make, bring in young, super high-end prospects, and build it properly with elite prospects, We all know what we see from Dylan Cousins and Rasmus Dahlin. Well, guess what? If someone is going to acquire Jack Eichel and wants Jack Eichel, they are going to have to give up one of their elite prospects. And that elite prospect is going to be a very good player in this game.
And we're still, like, if I put the roster together, like, if we, that's why I don't think Jack is going unless you're getting a full 100% return. Because you need top-end players. And right now, our prospect are Dylan Cousins and Casey Milstead and Tage Thompson and Rasmus Asplund and Jack Quinn and whatever. Like, they're great prospects, but they're not making you win games next year.
Nope.
So you need to have the top-end talent, and getting a Tkachuk for a Reinhardt, great. Getting something for Risto, great. That helps you surround the young prospects to make the team better. But I see some people out there that put their whiteboard version of what the lineup looks like. It looks like great in 5 years from now. It doesn't look great next year. That's the thing.
You know what looks great? You know what looks great?
Taking a break?
This or that looks great right now. And I want to go to break right now so we can get through all of it, because I like the bottom half first. So if you want to flip that around and do the last four first and then the first four last, or let's just get through all of them. How's that sound?
Whatever you want.
Let's do. I'm looking at them. They're fantastic. I really like the last one. We'll be right back. Instigators WGR 550 with This or That.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Oh, I was thinking we were going to play the intro, so we're back. And here it is. Welcome back. We had a little delay on the This or That intro, which, by the way, got to give it to Pat Hammer on Channel 2 this morning in his weather report. He's like, we can get this or we can get that. We can get this or that. And he kept moving the radar to see what could have happened.
Was that you saying his English version of this, or was he saying that?
He actually said, shout out to Marty. With his This or That. So he was doing a This or That.
Did he say shout out to Marty with the This
or
That?
Oh,
okay. Okay. Well, there you go. Okay.
Yeah. So
thanks for listening, Mr. Hammer.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And so that's awesome. So I actually
notice how we never quote the weather people around here about the weather.
Because they're only 50% right. No, they're
every
really
weather. Every weather person hears that joke all the time. In fact, one of the best Curb episodes is about the weather, but this is your
okay. Well, I'll ask you this: what would you much rather do if you had to do the news? Would you rather do the traffic report or the weather? This or that? There you go, PD. Start with that: traffic report or weather? Because you're basically gonna make people angry anyway. You're like, sorry, you're stuck in traffic on the 290. Well, I'm just reporting it right now. Or you're gonna say, well, there's storms coming in, so your barbecue ideas are down the drain. So
I would be the greatest weatherman in the history of the world. And if I ever went for a weatherman job or knew how and understood meteorology, I can't even say the word. I'd rather read the weather. I'd rather do the weather for sure. I think it looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it does, definitely, with the green screen and you. Like do a
some
bunch
take
of
it way too serious. Some have fun. Mm-hmm. You know, Pat Hammer has some fun. But yeah, I'd rather do the weather.
Okay, Riv, weather or traffic report? Which one would you rather do if you had to do the news?
Weather. And I don't even know what.
I could just see Riv doing the weather now. Hot!
It's gonna be hot.
Brutal over here and brutal down here.
It's brutal out west at 105 and it's brutal in the east at minus 12.
You know what? I love the weather people. And we talked about it. I'm a dad guy that loves to talk about the weather, but there's something about doing the traffic report from the chopper, right? Like the noise. Oh,
here's my weather dilemma. Keep this tight just between us. Okay.
Yeah.
So my wife wants to go up to the cottage and she wants to take all of the kids. You're not going, are you?
You're staying
I'm not
home.
Going. This is glorious. Okay, but she's showing me the weather. It's like a 50 or 40% chance of rain. What does that mean? I told her, I'm like, it's going to be totally sunny. It's going to blow right over. It'll be fine in a couple days. So you just got to pack your bags and go and enjoy the cottage. It's going to be awesome standing on the end of the dock.
What did I tell you? You don't need your rain gear. I promise.
And then she's like, well, if it's going to be, are you coming up? And I'm like, well, I don't know about that. So
it's 50% chance.
Riv, let me ask you this.
The weather
this
right
that.
Now means a lot.
This or that. When I come over, do I need to bring beer or cigars or both? This or that? You tell me.
Neither.
You don't want me over?
They're well stocked.
I need to tell you. Saying, I don't want you over.
I swear to God, let's have a sleepover.
We should all do this show from your basement on one Zoom camera.
100%.
That would be fantastic. Okay, let's move on because we got a lot to talk about. Let's start with this. Leonard or Fleury for game 5 tonight? What do you guys think? Leonard or Fleury, this or that? Game 5 between the Canadiens and the Vegas Golden Knights is tonight. Rivs, you go first.
100% Leonard.
Okay, 100%. PD.
I don't care. I'm still thinking about the sleepover.
I am 100%.
You have to go with Robin Leonard. And I'm going to tell you this.
No, I do.
If they win, they win the series.
Yes.
I would absolutely go back with Marc-Andre Fleury for the first game of the finals. But you right now, give Fleury a break. Give him a break. Allow him to rest his body. He's an older guy, okay? And he's played fantastic. But give him this opportunity to really rest mentally and physically, take a step back, allow Robin Leonard, who is absolutely lights out in his last game, allow him to try and run the table here and get this big win.
Petey, Leonard or Fleury for game 5? This or that?
Leonard, with a little bit of a catch here, I would have all the players on the team open burner accounts and just start flooding his inbox on Twitter, telling him how much he sucks.
Now listen.
And Robin, did you see what they're writing about you today? You better get there 3 hours before.
Where was that in game 1 against Colorado when everybody was saying that's a mistake to start Robin Leonard against the Avalanche? I think he forgot to read his Twitter account that day. But anyway, yeah, I get that.
People tend to forget how good this young man is. I mean, he is a very, very good goaltender.
He's good. He's good. Now, I'll say this. I'll say this. He was fantastic. But Here's how you make a goalie decision. It's not just about watching the games. I made the mistake to go on Twitter the other day and say, I think Fleury should start. That's really what I think. But we're not watching practice every day. What if like Fleury is like sluggish in practice, right? And not that practice is important, but you can pick up some tells from practice. And what if Leonard at the other end is lights out and you have a unique situation?
He's super
in
fresh.
Vegas. But it's unique, right? Like Rivs, if you have Ryan Miller and Jonas Enroth, your two goalies.
Yeah.
You don't even have the debate. It's Millsy all the way. Yeah. You have Carey Price and Jake Allen. You don't have the debate. But you have Leonard and Fleury. The debate's going to be there, so you got to take your information everywhere.
You might want to go with Enroth if Jerry Sullivan just got a hold of Millsy, though.
Yeah, because that would throw Millsy right off his game, that's for sure. Okay, let's switch gears. Stan Fischler, for those that don't know who Stan Fischler is, He's been a longtime hockey writer, mostly the New York Rangers, New York Islanders. And he's written some really nice piece. Now, the other night, they ran a piece on Hockey Night in Canada about the Islanders dynasty. And Stan Fischler said, this is the last true dynasty. Even the Oilers were not a dynasty in the 80s. Why? Because the Oilers did not win three in a row. To win, to be a dynasty, you need to win three in a row. And he has this whole thing about how don't put the Oilers, Wayne Gretzky's Oilers, in the same conversation as the Islanders of the early 80s. So I'm going to ask you this. Pass or fail, yes or no, Stan Fischler on the dynasty. Is he right or is he wrong? This or that, PD, you go first.
He's saying that because the Oilers didn't win them together, that's not a dynasty?
Because the Oilers did not win three in a row. You have to win three in a row to be a dynasty.
Well, is that the definition in the dictionary?
No.
Well, then I think a dynasty is however you view it, and it's dominance. And the Oilers dominated, the Islanders dominated, the Hawks are a dynasty. I think the Red Wings are a dynasty of the 90s and early 2000s. I think the Devils are a dynasty of the 90s. They won three cups. Like, he's wrong, but I respect his stance for sure.
You know, Stan.
Of course. Yeah. He brought me a dinosaur barbecue pulled pork sandwich during the playoffs one year when we were playing the Rangers. I was sitting out. We used to sit together. He brought me up the next day. We were talking dinosaur after game three or something. And next game four, there's dinosaur there. He brought me a bag of it. It was unbelievable.
Nice. Okay. So you say you pass, right? To say that the Oilers did not have a dynasty, you're against it. This or that, Ribs, what do you think? Did the Oilers have a dynasty or not? This or that, what do you say?
I don't agree with it at all. I'm going to give you my impression of a dynasty. A dynasty is the Montreal Canadiens back in the 60s. Okay. They won multiple Stanley Cups. A dynasty is the Islanders in the early 80s, where they won four in a row and they dominated the league. A dynasty is the Edmonton Oilers in the late 80s, where they, you know, Wayne Gretzky and Mark Messier and Coffey and everybody else took the NHL by storm. Then you have the Detroit Red Wings.
Okay, don't go too far, though, because my next this or that is about something else. So
Detroit Red Wings are a dynasty as far as I'm concerned, and I don't think there's been a dynasty past that. You have the Montreal Canadiens, you have the Islanders, you have Edmonton, and you have Detroit, and there hasn't been a dynasty since then.
Okay, so you're against what Stan Fischler said, and I agree with you guys. I actually think the Oilers winning 5 in 7 years – were probably a better, bigger dynasty than the Islanders were, absolutely, winning four in a row. So that's the way I look at it. But for me, okay, how about this? Who's as the better recent dynasty? The Chicago Blackhawks winning a cup in 2010, 13, and 15, or Detroit Red Wings winning in 97, 98, and 2002? Which one has the better recent dynasty, this or that? Rivs, we'll go with you. Chicago or Detroit?
You know, both were fantastic teams, but I just remember the Detroit Red Wings team. I just remember they just stacked that team. I can't remember what year they won, but they had Brett Hall and Brendan Shanahan, and they brought in Chris Chelios and Dominic Hasek, and they loaded this team up. There was no salary cap at the time, and they
that
just
was
spent
02.
That's 02.
It was a gazillion dollars, and it was an all-star team. It literally was an all-star team. That was a pretty amazing team that was put together.
Yes. Petey, better dynasty recently, Detroit or Chicago, this or that?
I think it's hands down to Detroit.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, Detroit ran into Colorado
a few times, right? So
they won 97, 98 back-to-back, but they also – like, if it was out west, it was either Detroit or Colorado those years. And I think Detroit was the how do you call it? Like, what everybody tried to model themselves after in the National Hockey League. They were the poster team for everybody. So I would say,
yeah,
absolutely. And last but not least here, this one, I need your help. So My kid has to go to a camp in North Dakota in middle of July, right? So last night I'm like, let's look at flights. Let's book our flights. Let's book our hotels. Let's make it happen. So I look online and flights are just so expensive. Like I'm talking about spending $1,500 for one person round trip, right? Like, and I'm like, okay, let's go to MapQuest because let's see how long will it take to go down to North Dakota. It's about a 15-hour drive. So would you spend upwards of $3,000+ for two people round trip to North Dakota, or drive, get in the car and drive and take a couple of days, like 8 hours one day, 8 hours the next day, boom. So this or that, get the expensive flight or drive to North Dakota. Petey, we'll start with you.
Well, if I'm going with my son and he's your age, I'd want to drive it with the experience. You know, you'd stop in different places along the way, get a little, you know, time together. But if I'm going alone, I don't want to drive alone by myself for that long. As much as I like being alone, I just don't want to be alone that long by myself in a car.
Okay. Well, Uncle Rev, I'm not alone. So I'd have him and he can drive with me too. He's got
that's
his
what I would
license.
Do too. What Rev? What?
Revs, what do you do?
Charter plane wasn't an option, Craig. What's choice number C?
15 hours? No, thanks.
Done. So what do you do? You fly?
You're not doing either.
You're not paying and you're not driving?
I'm not paying $3,000 to have my son go to a camp and say hi and then bye and then come home.
But
unless your son is going there and he has a legit opportunity to make the team, he's not going.
Okay. Well, he's going to go because
I, you're loaded.
What are you talking? I'm driving.
Sure.
I'm driving.
You're not
I'm not buying plane
you
tickets.
You are not driving.
I love driving. I could, you know what I did? You know me.
You just missed
the
practice.
Marty, buck
this
up. The kid can't have stale legs. Kid can't have stale legs before the tryout, Marty.
No, you're right. So I'm going to make him run the last hour. How about that? I'm going to just like drive next to him, make him run the last hour and get him stretched out.
Bring an Aerodyne with you. You can ride when you stop.
Are you seriously, you're driving?
Yeah, I'm thinking we're going to drive, stop in Chicago halfway, get dinner, go to Gibson, get a big steak, you know.
There you go. Get the carrot cake, too.
The carrot cake at Gibson? That's the one to get?
It's absolutely out of this. It's like goes halfway up your leg.
It's that good?
It is that good.
Rivs, you were just talking about how you want the kids. Let's not yell it, though. Let's talk quiet. You want everybody out of the house so you can have some time for yourself. So I'm thinking a nice road trip with my son would be fun. So let's make it happen anyway. Guys, thanks. That was this or that. I'm going to drive.
What is your problem, Craig? What's your problem?
I cannot believe you're going to drive 15 hours.
What? I drove that in a day the other day. I drove my daughter to New Hampshire 7 hours there. And I turned around and drove all the way back in the same day. I left at 6 a.m. I was back home at like 10 o'clock at night. No big deal.
You spent 10 hours in a car just to go to North Bay 2 years ago to make it there for July 1st. You could have left the next day and took 5 hours. Instead, you spent 10. You knew it was going to take 10 too.
I know.
Riv spends 10 hours in his car because he's making phone calls.
I remember we did the show on July 1st. We did the show on July 1st. He finished at noon. I said, I want you to call me when you get there. So I didn't hear from him. So I called him at 8 o'clock. I called him at 8 o'clock. I said, oh, you must have forgot to call me. He said, no, I'm not there yet.
That was a long, long ride. Yeah. It was bumper to bumper on Canada.
The 400, right? From Canada's Wonderland all the way to Huntsville.
And that's it. I was flying until I got to Canada's Wonderland, which is, and then going through that highway 400 all the way past Barrie.
My parents sold their cottage in Huntsville or in Lake of Bays back in 2011. And the day they told me that I never had to drive that highway every weekend in the summer again, it was one of the greatest moments of my life. Yeah, it's hell. Doesn't matter what time you leave.
So anyway, we're lucky to be here in Buffalo, where the only traffic jam, the weather report and the traffic report is only at the Blue
No one
Water
in Buffalo
Tower.
Should ever complain about traffic. We went to Atlanta and we'd have like a 7 o'clock game. We'd have to leave at 4 o'clock or 4:15 for
and no morning skates because we can't go there, back and there again because we won't have the time.
Yeah. You're like literally 5 miles from the city. We stay in Buckhead. Because the traffic is just ridiculous. Oh, yeah,
I remember stories we could tell about our trip to Buckhead and you at New York Prime next door, PD. We had a lot of fun there.
Oh, New York. Oh, yeah.
Okay, we got to take a break so we can let that marinate. We have one more segment and then second hour here on the Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
You know, I just asked Marty if he needs a playlist or something for his long road trip. And I'm not going to talk about the illegal actions that go on. And
how many shows do you watch as you're driving, Marty?
So back in the days, I'll tell you this. Back in the days, I drove down to Florida by myself at the end of a season. I had a Lexus truck that was rigged that if I put a DVD player, that usually would play on the DVD for the back seat. It would also play in the screen, right? In front of the... So I literally watch 5 or 6 or 7 seasons of whatever seasons there is of Cheers. I had seen all of them and I just put them on from the start. And I never felt tired. It's not that I'm watching it.
Ridiculous thing I have ever heard in my entire life.
But it's not that I'm watching it. It's just it's playing. It's playing and you remember
it. When you're in your 20s, it's not that ridiculous, Marty, because I bought that same truck you had.
Yeah.
And you told me about that. So after that, I would watch like live concerts and stuff getting stuck on the 400. I watched the Wayne Gretzky. They had a 2 CD thing that came out like the mid-2000s.
So listen, you're not watching like you're not watching a movie that you have to focus on or whatever. You're putting old school in there or Step Brothers, things that you've seen 100 times,
Dumb and Dumber.
And you just Dumb and Dumber. You just want things to go on. You're like, oh, that part's so funny, but you're
because you can play it in your head while you listen to it. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I got you.
It keeps you up. It keeps you awake.
Riv's isn't quite there because you could give Riv a DVD of a movie same 10 times. You put it on, he'll be listening to a part. He'll go, I don't think I've ever seen this. I don't think I've ever seen this movie.
You know, you got your Star Wars t-shirt there, Riv's. People on the radio can't see it, but you bring the whole Star Wars DVD collection or whatever. You put them on your and you play
catalog.
Them. You've seen them all. But you just play them. And that's
I haven't seen all the Star Wars.
Literally.
How many Star Wars are there right now?
369
There's only 3 that I know about.
3 more, so there's 11 now.
What?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, and you have all the mini ones that came in between. So there's probably you could literally go from here to North Dakota and back and just watch Star Wars, and you'll.
How many are the old school ones?
3.
Four? 3.
So it started 3. With episode 4, 5, and 6. Which was the one where Luke,
those are 1, 2, and 3.
Exactly. And then it went back to 1, 2, and 3. And then you got 7, 8, 9.
Get out of here.
Yeah. It's really, it's really confusing how they did it, but they had no other way to do it, right?
Yeah.
And, you have
Solo, that's one of them.
It's crazy. I can't keep up with them all. I've tried and I love Star Wars, but the ones, there was 2 that came out. Was Samuel L. Jackson in one of them?
He is in the first, he's a Jedi master earlier. He trains them. So yes.
But he's in like to us 4 and 5, right?
No, he's in the 1, 2, 3. Like he's in the early, well, yeah, for you, it would be like 4, 5, 6 or whatever. But
right. In order of release, he would be in like the 4th and 5th and 6th.
How do you watch Star Wars? Well, you have to watch it from 1, 2, 3, and then you go old school 4, 5, 6, and then
you can.
How would you do it?
Well, the so way I would do it in their order of release. I would start with 4, 5, 6 and then go back to 1, 2, 3 and then do 7, 8, 9 That's what
I've never understood. Like, is Darth Vader Luke's dad? Or is he just saying that? Like, I don't get it. I never understood it.
No, you I see your face right now. You know what it is.
What is it?
Craig doesn't know. I don't know if it is. Is it?
So there's 12 of them.
It's super confusing. There are people that have seen it and don't really understand it either. That's the thing about Star Wars.
You know,
okay, so if anybody out there wants to give me some Cole's notes or whatever, let's...
Jeff Koltnack at the break. See if we can get you understanding Star Wars by the time we come back. That's the teaser. Will Craig understand Star Wars after a solid explanation from our studio? Because a couple in there love it, and they tried explaining it to me once, and they're like, you're not New Hope, you're hopeless, is what they said to me when it came to it. We got to go to break. Instigators, when we come back... Can we talk about some of those stories, Marty, that we were talking about at the last break when we come back?
Yeah.
You puking in the woods in Florida, stuff like that. Can we get into some of that? We can. I mean, because I got a great story about Florida. I've told it before, but I've got a great story about that same town. It gets you every time if you have a night out, doesn't
it? That's the one where my hotel room was in the hallway at that same hotel.
That's another night in Florida. I have another night in Florida with Craig. Florida was the place to escape because no one knew anything about hockey down there. Right? You'd show up and you could blend in with every other spring breaker. We'll be right back, Instigators. Puke stories, WGR 550 and MSG.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.